It's very interesting that here in Parshas Pikudei we have an example of what we talked about last week in Vayakhel. Some of you may remember that in Vayakhel we talked about this idea that you can, Rebbein Hashem trusts our svaras, that if we're pretty sure that we don't have a special negias, if something appears logical to us, the Rebbein Hashem trusts us with that. You see that then is that Odom Don Kalvachoyme me Atzmai, you're allowed to make a Kalvachoyme because it's logical, so you're allowed to be Soymach on your Svara. We talked about that last week in Vayakhel, that the people who felt themselves to be skillful, they didn't hesitate to volunteer to do the very intricate work which had to be done for the Mishkan, in the gold and the silver and the stitching and the weaving and the whole business. They'd never been trained, they'd never been taught, but they found that they had this talent within them, and they decided that that is what the Rebbein Shlalom wanted them to do, and they were full of absolute self-confidence that they would be able to do it. We have a similar moshel, it's not exactly the same, but we have it in Pikudei also, there where we have the account in Perek Mem of setting up the Mishkan and using the Kelim for the Avodah for which they were intended. So in Perek Chavov, it says, in Posuk Chavov, I mean, it says, Vayosem es Mizbach HaZohav Ba'ol Moed, that Moshe Rabbeinu put the Mizbach HaZohav in the Oil Moed, Lifnei HaPoroiches, Vayakte Olav Ketoyra Samim, and he sacrificed on it the Ketoyra Samim, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu, during the Miluim, brought the Keteiras. So the Ramban is Ma'ira, Vayakte Olav Keteiras Samem, Moshe Hikte Olav Kol Shivas Yemei Amiluim. That he did the Avoida of the Keteiras, the daily Avoida of the Keteiras in the morning and in the evening, he did that because he was the Kohen during the Miluim. Va'achal Pishloi Oma B'tzavo Vehikte Olav Keteiras Samem, although when Moshe Rabbeinu was told to do the Avoida, he was not told to bring the Keteiras, so how could he really do it? Hevinze mishahu avoidas kulan. But he learned it from the other avoiders. The Rebbein Hashem had told him to do the other avoiders, so he figured, if I'm supposed to do the other avoiders, there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to do the Keteiras also. Sharetziva oyser bekan, shi yisade halechem v'yale haneiros. V'chein v'yal olo v'esa oilo v'esa mincho, later on in Posuk Choftes. Moshe hu amale shekein etztave v'zei asher tase al hamizbeach shiyasril hu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was to be the first one who sacrificed on the mizbeach, so he was the kohen during the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. So Mimele, he reasoned, if I'm a Kohen for the Korbonos, if I'm a Kohen for the Neiros and for the Shulchan, I'm also the Kohen for the Keteiros. So therefore he brought the Keteiros, and he was Soymach on his own lamdas to make it okay for him to bring the Keteiros. Very, very closely related to the Haoros which we had last week. So the truth is that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to admire Moshe Rabbeinu that he was Soymach on himself to make this lamdas, because the emes is that there could have been a chashash that the Keteiras, to bring the Keteiras in the Beis HaMikdash, was such an enormous experience, such an unbelievable experience, that there were people who had a big yetzahara to bring the Keteiras even when they were not supposed to bring the Keteiras. Not of an Avir on the Shmini Lamiluim. They got killed. Why did they die? Because they brought the Keteiras. Eish Zara. Chazal said it was the Keteiras. There's an unbelievable Netziv by Koirach, the Chamishim and Mosayim Ish, when they made the test, that they all came along with the Machtos and they all brought Keteiras, and the one who was going to not be killed was going to be the Kohen Gadol. So 250 people, I mean, you can't really say that every single one of them thought that he was going to be the Kayan Gadol. I mean, what really happened over here was, if we can imagine, if such an example is a reasonable example, you have a situation where you put up 250 glasses and 249 are filled with arsenic and one is filled with water or with soda, Coke. It tastes very good. You feel like a Coke. So you're going to drink it if 249 are full of arsenic. So people knew that if they brought a Zohar, they were going to die. So what's the pshat? So he says because the experience of bringing the Ketoros is such a Moyodika Ketoros, is such a Moyodika a closeness to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that they just couldn't discipline themselves not to do it, and they knew and they were willing to lay down their lives. That's how he learns pshat. What does it mean they were choteim al nafshasam? That they did this avero of bringing the ketores bachutz, even though they knew that the chances were very, very, very high that they were going to get killed. And still they did it. So the attraction for bringing the ketores is so high, so enormous, and that Moshe Rabbeinu said, but Yikoif Adin Esahor, my Seichel, the Torah Asad, Shoichat, the Torah Asad, you can't, if you're dying, you can't take Shoichat. But Moshe Rabbeinu apparently understood that he was able to withstand any Negias, even if it's a very, very strong Negias, that he would be able to withstand it. And therefore he relied on his own Seichel. Now the Emma says, let's think a little bit about the Ketores. By Moshe Rabbeinu, Baruch Hashem, it all worked out all right. But let's learn a little bit about this enormous drive to bring the Ketores. For that we have to go back first and learn a little bit in Tetzaveh, where you have a problem that the Mizbach HaKetores in Tetzaveh Perek Choftes Posuk Aleph Vosiso Mizbach Mikta Ketores Atzei Shittim Tase. The mitzvah to make the Mizbach HaZohar, the Mizbach HaKetores, comes in Tetzaveh all the way at the end of the Seder, in Shvi'i. So the big question is, so why is the Mizbach HaKetores the only one of the Kelim which was not described in Truma? In Truma you have the Oron, you have the Shulchan, you have the Menorah, you have the Kroshim, you have all the things which belong to the Beis HaMikdash, you have the Mizbach HaNechoshes, but the Mizbach Mikta Ketores waits all the way till the end of Tetzaveh. So why is that? So there are various Lishonim, various Mephoshim give various answers. Very interesting is the Sefurna. The Sefurna says like this, V'loi husko zeh ha-mizbeach im sh'or ha-kelem v'pashas truma. This is in Pasuk Lamed, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph. It wasn't mentioned together with the other kelem in truma. Ki loi hoysu ha-kavono boi l'hashkin ho-kel yuzbora p'saycheinu k'mo sh'hoyo ho-inyan b'sh'or ha-kelem. He says, you know what the function of the other kelem was? The function of the other kelem was to persuade the Rebbeinu Shalom to come and be mashkin his shchina among us. Ka'amroi, v'shochanti v'soichom, k'choy l'asher ani mareo esro es tavnis ha-mishkan v'es tavnis kol keilov. So you see that the tavnis ha-mishkan and the tavnis kol keilov was to persuade the Rebbeinu Shalom k'viyochel to come and bring his shchina down to us. So that was the mishkan and the other keilim. Gam, lo'yhoyo in yonoy lo'hoyret mare k'voyda b'bayis. It was also not the function of the Mizbech HaZohar to bring the Rebbeinu Shloilam down the Mare Kvoido, his Kvoid, ki inyan maase ha-kobonas, ko'amroi, v'noi adati shomo livnei Yisroel, v'chein heid Moshe Rabbeinu ba'amroi, v'zei deva, zei adova shatziva Hashem ta'asu, v'yeru aliechem Kvoid Hashem. So the Kobonas are there to bring the Kvoid of the Rebbeinu Shloilam down. So the Mishkan and the Kalev were to bring the Shechina down, and that he should be Mashkin among us, and the Kabbonis were there to bring the Kovod of the Rebbeinu Shalom down. Right? But the Mizbach HaZohar wasn't any of that. Aval hoyo inyan zeh mizbeach lechabed esokel yizborach acharei boyoi. לקבל ברוצן אבוידס אמוי בקבונס אבויקה ואורף ולשחר פונוף במנחס קטוירס. Says the Ketoiras had a unique function. All the other things in the Mishkan and the Kelim in their area, namely to be Mashkin the Shechina, the Kabonas in their area, to bring the Kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam into the Beis HaMikdash. The Ketoiras, on the Mizbech HaKetoiras, was to be Mechaved the Ribbono Shel Olam once the Kavod is there. Once the Shechina is among us, and once the Kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam is there and palpable, visible ki'ilu, not the Rabbanu Shem Chas V'Shalom, but the sense of his presence is there. So then the Ketoiras is brought to be mechabit him. To be mechabit him and to lekabel b'rotzon. Why do you want to be mechabit him? To make sure that he should be mechabel b'rotzon, the avoider of the Karbonos, b'voika b'orev, u'leshachar ponov, v'minchas ha-Ketoiras. The Ketoiras is a wonderful thing. I now, of course, I don't know at all what the pshat is in the Ketoiras. I heard once a shiur, I wish I would remember exactly what he said, from Rabbi Yochanan Zweig, Zalgesundzeit, Rosh Hashiv in Miami. He said a beautiful, beautiful hesber in why the Ketoiras is such an enormously attractive thing, that people were willing to be moisten nefesh, just to have the chance to bring the Ketoiras. They were willing to lay down their lives. In a very, very, very poor betting situation. 249 against one. The very interesting is the story of Uzziyahu HaMelech. That's really what I wanted to get to. It's just that not everybody learns Tanakh so much, so some people don't know the story of Uzziyahu HaMelech. The Torah, the Tanakh is based on Uzziyahu HaMelech, that he was we know it from Nebuchadnezzar, and Bimei Uzziyah, Yosef Ochos, Chizkiyah, Malchei Yehuda. So Uzziyah was in the time of Yeshayahu HaNavi, he was the Melech. And it says, Ben Sheish Esrei Shona, that's, and I'm reading to you from Perek Chavov and Divrei Hayom in Beis. So Ben Sheish Esrei Shona Uzziyah B'Malchei, V'Chamishim Oshetayim Shona Molech B'Yerushalayim. 52 years. He was a very, very good king. He did what was Yosha. And how did he find out what was Yosha? By he lidrosh elokim, Yimei Zechariyahu. There was a Novi in his time called Zechariyahu. That's not the Zechariyahu in the Treosa. He was later on in the Baal Sheni. But there was a certain Zechariyahu, Hamevin Biroiso elokim, who understood divine visions. And during that time, when he was Doirosh Es Hashem, when Zechariah was available to him to ask, what is the Rotzen Hashem in this area? What is the Rotzen Hashem in this area? So Uzziyahu used to ask this Zechariah, and as long as he did that, the Ribbono Shel Olam was matzliach him very much. And then the Tanakh goes on to explain all the victories which he had. All over his wars were successful. And then it says in Pasuk Yud, very interesting Pasuk, Vayiven Migdolim Bamidbar, Vayachzov Boros Rabim, Kimikne Rav Hoyolo. He was a terrifically successful farmer. He had all kinds of water pits in order to feed his enormous flocks. Vashvelo Vimisho, Ikorim Uchomim. He had all kinds of farmers and people who attended olive groves. Why? Ki oihev adoma hoya. Don't find that by any other king. He had a green thumb. Today we would say he had a green thumb. He enjoyed farming. So he had all kinds of ikorim, which are farmers. Even today, I think they call them ikorim and kormim, the people who work in the kerem. And so he had beautiful fields and beautiful vineyards, and he had enormous joy. I don't know whether he had any flower beds and so on, but we'll see that he was an oyev adomo. He liked to make things grow. And he was very, very successful. It says here, "Vayetze Shemoy Ad LeMeirochoy Kihifli LeOze Ad Kichozok." He became very, very, very strong. And then, Pitom, suddenly a terrible thing happened. Uvechezkosoy Gova Liboy Ad LeHashres. When he was so successful, he became very arrogant. Vayimal b'shem elokav, he was moyel, he dealt dishonestly with Rabbeinu Shalom. Vayovay el heichal Hashem lahakti al mizbach haketayros. Eta meisa, this was a king who was a very big tzaddik, and he came to be makti ketayros on the mizbach haketayros. So what happened? You come from Yehuda, you're not a Kohen. He became a Mitzorah and they drove him out of the Beis HaMikdash. Very tragic story. Let's hear what happened over there. It's Tanchuma in Parshas Noach. Tells what happened over there. That they said that Uzziyahu, because he was an Oyev Adoma, he didn't show up very much in the Beis HaMikdash. People were learning in the Beis HaMikdash. And Uzziyahu didn't show up because he was busy outside. Maybe he was just planting a crop. Maybe he was just reaping a crop. He was an Oyev Adom. He had a green thumb. And he was much happier out in the garden growing tulips than coming into the Beis HaMedrash to learn. So Chazal said, so one day he came in. Oh, he wanted to come to the Beis HaMedrash and learn. So he asked the Yidden over there in the Beis HaMikdash, what are you learning? What sugya are you learning? So they said, we're learning the sugya of Vazoha Korev Yumas, that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Avoida is reserved to the Kayanim. But somebody was a Zohar, and what is a Zohar? Somebody is not a Kayan. So then Yumas, he gave his Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, Zohar Korev Yumas. So Uzziyahu said, what? A Zohar is Chayiv Misa if he goes. But I'm not a Zohar. I'm so close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I love the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm doing all the right things. I'm going in the ways of my father Amatzia. I'm a good king. I'm an Elohe king. I'm a wonderful king. I'm not a Zohar. You cannot describe me as a Zohar. And the Mela, he went. And he went to be makti in the Kodesh, invited on the Mizbach Hazor. That's such a really very sad story. Look, I don't know whether you can call him an Amar Oretz. Chazal say he didn't show up much in the Beis HaMedrash. I don't know. Maybe in those tkufas you could be in Talmud Chochma even without showing up. But he was busy in the garden. He was busy with his Oyev Adama. And when they came in and they told him that they were holding in the sugya of Hazorah Korev Yumas, it suddenly struck him, wow, I'm not a Zohar. Forget the Losh over there is the Rabbeinu Shalom is a Melech and I'm a Melech. Is Noel a Melech Leishamesh Lifnei Melech. Forget he was a very he realized that the Rabbeinu Shalom is a lot a bigger king than he is, and he says it's nice for Melech to be Shamesh and Melech, and Mele I'm going to bring the Ketores. It's a sad story, and he became a Metzora. He became a Metzora at Yom Moshe. Very, very sad story. Very sad story, because he was a Yid at Tzaddik. And he was Doirosh. You see, what's wrong with being an Oved Adoma? There's nothing wrong with being Oved Adoma. But what's wrong with allowing yourself to be sort of captured by the Oved Adoma? Now, I don't know whether I have any right to say this. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. So please take it with a pinch of salt what I'm going to say now. See, it seems that Uzziyahu liked results. He liked results. That's why it says in the Pasuk before that he always used to go to the Novi to ask what he should do. There's another way of finding out what you should do. Join a Chaburu on Mizrach to Shabbos and learn Hilchos Shabbos and learn Hilchos Zechveis, learn Cholin, learn what you're supposed to do. Vavu state that the other of the Novi is like a Shemaim. So you assume that the Novi answered him, but not with the Torah's Nebuah, but with the Torah's being a Novi. But he wasn't interested, apparently, he wasn't interested in sitting down and slogging it out and being ma'ayan and learning Vitaka Vistav to sein, so that you should know what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants you to do. That he didn't do. He was for the field, and that's what it is. When you're a farmer and you plant things, so you know you have to misfile that the weather should be good, but whatever, you put a seed in the ground, everything goes well, and without any great effort, a couple of months down the line, whatever it is, so the flowers will start growing and they'll be beautiful, and the wheat will start growing and it'll be beneficial, it'll feed you. So he liked results, tangible, visible results. There's nothing nicer than you pass by a wheat field with all the sheaves waving in the wind, and you look at a peach tree, an apple tree, how beautiful they look. That's an Oyev Adom. He liked that. So Mimela, he apparently took a superficial look at this idea of Zavus. He says, I don't feel like a Zor to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. And I would have liked to see Uziyahu daven. I'm sure he davened with enormous, enormous kavana. He wasn't the Zohar to the Rabbeinu Shem. He lived with the Rabbeinu Shem. He loved the Rabbeinu Shem. The Rabbeinu Shem was a presence in his life through that Novi, through this Zachariah. And he said, I don't feel, my instinct tells me that I'm not a Zohar. You see, that's the trouble. If you sit down and learn, so you know that the last thing that you can be signed upon is your instinct. Because a lot of times the instinct is very wrong. So you would have been rogel to go to your chavrusa, to go to your rebbe or something and say, listen, this Indian of Zaros, what lies at the bottom of Zaros? Am I a Zohar? I feel so close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So it would have been much better. Zohar means something else. It doesn't mean Zohar, that you're not close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Zohar means that you're not a Kohen. So fine, oh, so now I know, so that I won't bring the Ketores. But for him, it was lo ba b'cheshba. He didn't feel himself like a Zohar, so he didn't act like a Zohar. He went in and tried to bring the Ketores. Of course, it's very mistaba. Like if we remember the Sefuna now, which we quoted before, that it's very mistaba that the Kalim and the Beis Hamikdash had already brought down the Shekhinah. And the Korbanos, which had been brought that day, had brought down the Mare HaKovod, like the Sefuna says. So when he came into the Beis HaMikdash, it was permeated with the Kovod Hashem. And when it was, so he saw the Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shlalom. He saw how close it was. He saw how beautiful it was. He felt so good because the Rabbeinu Shlalom was near to him. And he said, I'm not a Zohar. It's silly to say that I'm a Zohar. I'm going to bring the Ketores, Noel Melech, Shishamish Lefne Melech. That's a very, very, very sad story. But that's how it is. And because the feeling which the Kalim and the Korbanos bring about in the Beis HaMikdash, so if somebody is Ragish, somebody is feels, he's a very, very feeling different kind of person, and he felt so close, and that's what he did. Terrible, terrible story. And so that's my discussion by me on Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu, Afal Pekein, although he knew the attraction of the Ketores, he knew the attraction of the Ketores. Of course, it hadn't been yet the story of the came later, but he must have known how attractive that is, and he must have been magish in himself, this enormous attraction which attracted Nora Vavir, which attracted the Chamisha Masayim Ish, and in the end they also attracted Uziyahu, and still he was Soymach on his Lamdas. He says, if I'm kosher for the other Korbanos, I'm also kosher for the Ketores, because the fact that I'm kosher for the other Korbanos means that during the May Miluim I have the status of being a Kohen, and my big day lovan and my big day kahuna, and the mele I can bring also the katayras. So Yotz Mitvareinu from the story of Uziyahu, the muster you can give yourself, but the emphasis is that does straight. In other words, it's so bavus that the Avnei Nezer says it's enormous chiddush that it's all right to have hanor from learning. because by, although Mitzvah Lavlehon is nitto, but by Torah is verkehrt, it is given to be Nene, to be Kodesh is a Hanor, to be a Talmud Chacham is a Hanor. All these things are terrific Hanors. All these things are terrific Hanors. So they could make us feel very, very close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. We're on such good terms. I feel so much love for the Rebbeinu Shalom. But then, if that loving would cause us to let down our defenses and start taking liberties with the halacha, so that, unfortunately for Uzziyahu, he had to learn the hard way that the love is there, but the Rebbeinu Shalom is also the Shoyfet Tzedek, and his mitzvahs are mitzvahs, and we're not allowed to be over the mitzvahs. Very, very moving and very story which can teach us very, very much, and it's quite good, I think, to be over our sentiments a little bit and feel bad for Uzziyahu. He was a great man who went astray, and all because he was too much of an Oyev Hadoma, and because of that he didn't come to the Beis HaMedrash. So all of us can learn from this whatever any of us ought to be learning.